Hello and welcome to Home of Origins podcast. And this is going to be our second episode, but it's like the first full episode because the previous one was just a welcoming message. So, wow, a bit excited. Home of Origins podcast will be sharing us about cultural heritage, arts and history between Ethiopia, Caribbean and global African related connections. Most of the stories are related somehow to Ethiopia or starts from Ethiopia. Then on some of our episodes, we try to relate it to the connections or contributions or events. So anything valuable really could be shared to deliver the story of the podcast in that specific day. Now, I'll be highlighting some of the facts that initiated Home of Origins projects and the reason behind its name and how Home of Origins associates with Ethiopia in general. It all starts from some of Ethiopian events and discoveries of the early years of Black history. There are ancient, interesting historical facts of Ethiopia, and some of it was being the origin of humankind, being the birthplace of coffee plant, and being the origin of Blue Nile. Starting from the three major things that was originated from the home of origins, which is Ethiopia, we will continue learning information related to the earliest Black African history, facts and exciting information. That means we will learn and celebrate stories and contributions with Home of Origins. But in today's podcast, I'll be talking more about coffee discovery and Ethiopia, so stay tuned. Many people drink coffee every day, but they have no idea where it came from and how it was discovered. We'll discuss it on our podcast today. As everything has beginning, coffee has its roots too. But before I talk about how coffee was originally discovered, let me tell you a little bit more about coffee contributions and its impact on the global economy. According to British Coffee Association, coffee is the most favorite drink worldwide, with around 2 billion cups consumed every day. Being a major source of caffeine, coffee continued to be an essential factor of society's daily routine. As per survey conducted by the National Coffee Association in the United States, more than 70% of consumers prefer at-home coffee preparation. There has been a gradual shift observed from soft drinks to coffee drinks among consumers. Germany, Italy, France, Spain, and the United Kingdom are the dominating coffee consumers in the European region. In the UK only, we now drink almost 95 million cups of coffee per day. The coffee industry creates over 210,000 UK jobs. The gross value-added contribution from the UK coffee industry to the economy is estimated to be 9.1 billion, while its output contribution, including indirect and induced multiplier impacts of 17.7 billion in 2017. 18% of UK households buy coffee, instant coffee, for in-home consumption, particularly those aged 65 and older. Ground coffee and single-served coffee pods are becoming increasingly popular, particularly among millennials aged 16 to 34, who accounts for 16% of all buyers. cafe culture on the high street has also continued to boom. At least once per week, 80% of people visits coffee shop, while at least 16% of us visits on a daily basis. Besides that, about coffee-related health factors, there has been so many information and research that has been done, but let me just say a few things. The Institution of Scientific Information of Coffee, ISIC, has published the new report titled Coffee and Its Effects on Digestion. The report highlights the potential role of coffee in reducing risk of certain digestive conditions, such as gallbladder disease and pancreatitis. Overall, a moderate consumption of coffee, equivalent to 3 to 5 cups per day, has been associated with a range of desirable psychological effects in scientific literature and can fit within a healthy, balanced diet and active lifestyle. I'll share more details in other episodes. For now, let's discuss more about the origin of coffee and where and how it was first discovered. Stay tuned. So here is some of the interesting facts and how coffee was first discovered. While coffee has grown worldwide and has become very popular, the truth is that its heritage traces back several centuries to the ancient coffee forests on the Ethiopian highland. Here is the fascinating famous story that was passed through Ethiopian well-known storytellers for generations. The popular folktale of coffee in Ethiopia starts with the legendary story of a boy called Kaldi, as he discovered the energetic impact of coffee unexpectedly. So the story goes back to the goatherd called Kaldi, who discovered coffee after he noticed his goats eating the berries from a certain tree, and his goats became so energetic that they did not want to sleep at night. After seeing his goats being excited and almost stumbling, he observed a few branches of the coffee plants, which was hanging suspended with glowing red berries. He tasted the berries himself and hurried home to his wife, who advised him that he must bring it to the monk's attention. Once the monk received the coffee beans, he puts it into the flames, and within a few minutes, the monastery infused with a blissful aroma of roasted beans. And the monk was impressed on the smoke. He then collected the roasted berries and put it into the boiled water. And that boiled water in the monk's hand became the first ever cup of coffee, and it became the discovery of coffee. The discovery of the beans became the first cup of coffee drink. Then the news went to all surrounding countries, and soon after it became a well-known hot drink and eventually all over the world. So how did they know about its vitality? What makes it really inspiring is that they learned its energy at that moment in their first experience. Wow, what an intimate relationship with nature. Their awareness of their surrounding was incredible. I always wonder, what if What if they haven't been bothered about it or ignored it, saying, it's just one leaf, or this is just one other bean that the gods and ships like to eat? Thankfully, they didn't. They were curious and imaginative, which was the foundation of humans' love for coffee. First, the quartered Kaldi was really aware of his god's reaction. Just after the gods ate the beans, they became excited, so he confirmed it from the god's reaction, and the rest is history. Here, the field was the lab, the gods were participants, the goatherd were the scientists closely observing. Bingo! The discovery is one delicious coffee. Kaldi, an original contributor to our knowledge, perhaps the world's first chemistry professor of coffee. I believe I'll have all coffee lovers' support to acknowledge Kaldi as a first chemistry professor in today's podcast. But just out of their own experience and their level of high awareness, they discovered coffee, which contributed much for generations before and yet to come. And the second confirmation of its impact was noticed by the monk, as I mentioned. He discovered a renewed energy to their holy devotions. So the monk noticed the energy came from the beans when he stayed well awakened all night long. On the other hand, the recent approval of coffee originated from Ethiopia is that of the scientist of the Kew Royal Botanic Gardens in West London. They highlighted and recognized the origin of coffee, and details will be found on their YouTube channel video titled Ethiopia as the Forgotten Home of Coffee. I would like to conclude this episode by showing my appreciations to all, starting from Professor Kaldi and the monk, to all researchers and intellectuals for allowing us to learn about coffee. If you really miss and wonder how Kaldi might look like, I have illustrated him in my children's book that I have published in 2013. And 2016 as ebook. So if you'd like, you know, the book or any of our products or services, we have much more about Ethiopia, please get in touch with us on info@ethiopianism.com. If you want a reference or to check more information about today's podcast, you can visit coffeeandhealth.org, britishcoffeeassociations.org, cosmeticsdesign/europe.com. So stay tuned and stay connected. We invite you to relax, learn, harmonize, celebrate with Home of Origins. Please feel at home. And this is episode number 2 of Home of Origins podcast. Thank you. And I'll see you soon in the next episode. Have a great day, everyone.